In the depths of a nearly inaccessible cave, sustained only by lowered bread on a rope, he would confront the demons that plagued his own soul and an entire dying civilization. Born into nobility in Nursia, Benedict received the finest education available in late 5th century Italy. His parents sent him to Rome to study literature and law, traditional subjects for young noblemen destined for administration or politics, but Rome had become a shadow of its former greatness. The splendid monuments remained, but Benedict found himself increasingly troubled by the moral decay among his peers who pursued knowledge yet indulged in hedonistic pleasures. What purpose does this education serve, Benedict wondered, if it creates scholars without virtue? The disconnect between intellectual pursuit and moral character tormented him. Rome's prestigious knowledge now seemed an empty echo, divorced from any deeper meaning. Benedict retreated to Infide, seeking escape from Rome's corrupting influence. And there his spiritual journey began, and when he repaired a broken sieve through prayer after his nurse had accidentally damaged it, the locals celebrated this miracle. Benedict recognized a new danger, public acclaim, and chose a more radical path. He disappeared into the wilderness of Subiaco, finding a remote cave that matched his desire for complete solitude.